From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Brock, August 26th. The sports rundown, 5 stories, no fluff. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, River Card and Cloud Forest clash at Newbury. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Newbury and Wolverhampton River Card sunk the colors of Maltese Cross last year and makes his reappearance in a potentially hot handicap at Newbury. We also have competitive all-weather action from Wolverhampton, live on Sky Sports Racing from 2:00 p.m. We have a busy day's racing on Wednesday with flat action from Newbury and Wolverhampton, live on Sky Sports Racing 6:30. Newbury Cloud Forest and River Card headline feature handicap. Cloud Forest and River Card clash in an excellent renewal of the feature Graceland's handicap at Newbury. Next, Max Verstappen has ended speculating over his future by signing a contract extension with Red Bull until 2030. Mercedes-Benz Toto Wolff had previously held an interest in signing the Dutchman. Watch the Italian Grand Prix at Monza live on Sky Sports F1 on September 4th. At the sake of Mercedes chief Toto Wolff says he is not at all disappointed by Max Verstappen having committed to Red Bull with a new contract that runs until 2030. PW06 UK vs US live on Sky Sports on Saturday, August 29. Michaela Mayer says she feels unbeatable and that her blockbuster unification fight against Chantel Cameron for the world super welterweight titles won't be close. New York fans enjoyed a vintage Federer singles win before the 20-time Grand Slam champion teamed up with John McEnroe to beat Andy Roddick and Andre Agassi. Watch the 2026 US Open live on Sky Sports Tennis and Sky Sports Plus now and the Sky Sports app. Roger Federer made a triumphant return to the US Open court with a pair of exhibition victories in front of an adoring Arthur Ashe Stadium crowd in New York on Tuesday. Second, from Sky Sports, Wolff not at all disappointed by Verstappen's new Red Bull deal. Up next, third, from Sky Sports, Mayer, I feel unbeatable, Cameron fight won't be close. And then, fourth, from Sky Sports, Federer rolls back years to beat Roddick in US Open exhibition. Next, fifth, from BBC Sport Football, is João Pedro ready to break Chelsea's so-called number 9 curse? João Pedro took just 31 seconds to make a statement about how he is handling the so-called curse of the number 9 shirt at Chelsea. The Brazilian deftly lifted his shot over Fulham goalkeeper Bernardino to set his side on their way to a dramatic 3-2 win at Craven Cottage in manager Xabi Alonso's first game in charge on Monday. Johnny Lomax, St. Helens legend to retire at end of 2026 Super League season. Johnny Lomax has made 388 appearances for St. Helens, winning 5 grand finals, 1 Challenge Cup, and a World Cup Challenge. He earned 4 caps for Great Britain and 11 for England, which included a World Cup FA. Now appearance against Australia in 2017. St. Helens legend Johnny Lomax is to retire at the end of the 2026 Super League season, he announced on Tuesday. It was a memorable weekend for João Pedro personally, having been handed the coveted number 9 shirt and improved financial terms on a new contract that will run until 2034. Up next, 6th, from Sky Sports, St. Helens legend Lomax announces retirement at end of season. And then, 7th, from BBC Sport Football, flex your football brain with our daily quizzes. How much do you really know about football? Keep scrolling to beat all 3 of BBC Sport's daily quizzes. Today's questions, clues, and answers have been set by Joe Rindle. Today's Who Am I? Guess the footballer in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. Give us 5 correct answers inside 5 minutes. Guess today's fiendishly difficult question. You have 5 lives before the answer is revealed. Next, 8th, from BBC Sport Football, Taekwondo, stats, painful goodbyes, how Smith became women's first 1 pound player. Olivia Smith has lived her life under a spotlight since she was 15, but she had been preparing herself even before she became a professional footballer. Now 22, Smith became the first 1 pound women's footballer last year when Arsenal signed her in a world record deal from Liverpool. She had joined Liverpool for a club record of £210,000 just one season earlier, having made a name for herself when she was given her Canada debut aged 15. Smith became the first woman to score for Liverpool at Anfield in a women's Super League match in October 2025. Up next, 9th, from The Guardian Sport, Chicago Sky ban Ian's Cantor Freedom from home games, calling him a potential threat. Former NBA center barred from Sky home games, Freedom was ejected after confrontation with Cloud owner says Cantor intended to be provocative. The Chicago Sky have banned Ian's Cantor Freedom from their home games after the former NBA center was ejected from Sunday's loss to the Indiana Fever. Owner Michael Alter made the announcement in a rare news conference on Tuesday. And then, 10th, from MMA Fighting, holy fraud check, pros react to Bellemere's shocking upset loss on Contender Series. Bellemere, the 23-year-old? That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Fun episode. Thank you.